I know a lot of people think it's morally wrong to use animals for any kind of experiment, but it doesn't really bother me all that much. I think it does depend a lot on what the purpose of the experiment is. If it's just to test out a new kind of lipstick or shampoo, then I guess I'd be against it. But if it's to help in the development of a new medical treatment, then I think it's necessary. Otherwise, medical science won't be able to progress as effectively.
Well, of course, people say that important advances are made thanks to animal experiments. But I still do not feel that we have the right to exploit our fellow creatures in this way. They cannot put their own case to us, so animal rights groups have to do it on their behalf. I'm sure it is always possible to find an alternative method that does not involve abusing animals in any way. And if there isn't, then we should just do without whatever's being tested.
Well, the cat doesn't think about the rights of the mouse when it jumps on it, does it? I'm afraid nature is naturally cruel. Human beings are top of the pecking order, I guess, which gives us, in my view, the right to do things to creatures below us in the chain if it's going to benefit humankind. Of course, I don't condone pointless cruelty, but I do think that we should be like all other creatures in the natural world and act in accordance with our own interests as a species.
I never used to have strong feelings either way until I was at college. Then I shared a flat with a girl who used to spend every weekend taking part in animal rights protests. At first I thought she was a bit odd, but she took me along to a couple of lectures and I gradually began to change my mind. I was horrified when I learnt what some companies do to animals for the sole aim of increasing their already massive profits. I even went to the odd protest with her. I'm not so active now I've left college, but I still feel pretty sympathetic to the cause.
I think it is right that there should be strict controls on how animals can be used for research purposes, but I really think there are far more important things to demonstrate about. Surely we should be far more concerned about children dying of starvation or other social problems caused by inequality between nations and between individuals. When there is no more famine, disease or war, then it will be time to start paying more attention to the question of whether animals are maltreated by scientists or not.
That is the end of part 3.